third and final hour of Jason and Alexis in the Morning. Live on MyTalk 107.1, where talk is fun most of the time. I'm Jace with Lex and Holly. It is Friday, March 22nd, 2024. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the day. Welcome to your life. Coming up in just a little bit, the one thing that you should never put in front of your partner.
Plus the nerd alerts. Try to put on, yeah.
Oh, try to put on. I'm sorry.
Yeah, on your body.
I apologize. Put on.
Yeah.
And then Friday means WTF, where the morning show goes up against a selection of enemies. Today, who are our enemies, Holly?
Well, your enemies are Don and our boss, B. Arthur.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. The category, Women's History, and it's appropriate. Dawn is a woman. So there we go. It's going to be great. It's coming up today at 8:30. But first, Alexis. Again, you wrote on the sheet, the worst thing to put on in front of anyone.
Yeah.
Especially your partner.
What I don't even want to look in the mirror when I'm putting these on.
Oh.
And I made the mistake of putting all my clothes on and then putting these on last because it's just, it can be a rough road doing it. And so, but then, you know, at one point you got to do it, which is putting on your tights. Wow. Putting on tights in front of anybody is just... You know, you should just do that behind closed doors. Mm. I'm surprised that my husband still wants to do anything romantic or sexual with me after trying to put those on because I was struggling.
Can I ask a question?
Please.
I'm genuinely curious.
Yeah.
When you say tights, in what order? So it's underwear?
Yeah. Well, some people don't wear underwear, but yeah, I always wear underwear underneath my tights.
Well, if they're pantyhose.
Pantyhose, right. There's that extra.
Then it's got the
little pad thing.
Yeah, little pad. That's the whole point. That's why they're called pantyhose.
Pantyhose.
Right.
But tights generally don't have that. I was just putting on a black pair. They can be pretty thin, but these ones were pretty thick because, you know, it's cold out and, I was trying to look all nice and stuff. Once they're on, it's great. It's just the fight that you have sometimes with them to get them on. And then when someone's observing you, you know, it's just, I don't know what's worse or just wasn't my day. But, you know, you're just struggling to put those on. And wow, at some point we both just started cracking up, which thank goodness he was laughing with me. But at me would have been fine too, because I would have absolutely understood. Just trying to get those up. And then, you know, you get them up around your knees and then you're just like, okay, whew, all right, pulling them up. And then you're sweaty and hot by the end of it. Pulling them all the way up. And I don't know if I even have the right size. So that's like part of my problem because they definitely go like right under the breasts. So then you like, you put them up and they're right under there.
Well,
the waistband.
Wait. Okay, I have so... Okay.
And so Holly, then the visual so of questions. That, I'm sure he was like, oh, wow.
Jason, hot. Please ask your question.
Hot. Not.
Lex?
Yes, please. What?
When I think of tights, I think of like right above like your waist.
Oh, yeah.
Like they go to your waist.
Yeah.
May I ask, why are they basically by your boobs?
Well, I think this one, I was trying something new. There was like a control top where it kind of just like helps like suck it in a little bit.
I was going to say, are these a Spanx iteration?
No, they're not like official Spanx, but they're not like really, there's like a little control top, but it's not like they're built that way, you know? They're just tights with a little extra
material
on the top. Yeah,
got it.
Just to like smooth it out a little bit and hoping that it would work.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I was thinking about that is just really one of the worst things you can put on in front of anyone, and I'm wondering if you two or my talkers have something similar where you're just like, ooh, do that in the dark or do that by yourself. Or maybe not. Maybe it's all in the Spanx world of just, you know, the before and the after. That in between is like, oof. rough road.
I will tell you, and he knows, I don't like changing at all in front of Colin.
Oh, yeah, you've said that.
I don't like any step of it.
Oh.
Like, sometimes he will follow me. I sometimes get ready in the guest bedroom.
Sure.
And he will follow me, and I'll turn around. I'm like, oh, God, you're following me. And I'll literally say it just like that. I'm like, oh, God. What are you doing?
Ooh, back off.
Why are you following me? Like, give me a moment. Like, give me a fragrant moment.
Please.
And he's like, I'm sorry. And he doesn't mean anything by it. It's my weird quirk.
Yeah.
And sometimes we're in the middle of a conversation and he just follows me. I'm like, okay. Okay.
And changing. He has no problem changing in front of you, right?
Colin could be naked. We now have a new building right outside of our balcony, which sucks, but
yeah,
Colin could walk around completely. I think he wouldn't mind even nude hot tubbing. He would not have any problem with that. However, no. Colin grew up on 7 acres in the country.
Yeah.
He, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He peed outside. Look, he's 4 steps from being a mountain person. So he doesn't mind that 5-6 steps. I've domesticated him a little bit, but I citified him a little bit, but no, he doesn't have any problem.
Oh,
okay. I know. Holly, where are you? Yeah, I mean that. I'm not joking.
Yeah, no,
for the show. I'm very serious.
I have no problem being nude, changing, whatever. I'm all free. I just like let it all out. However, putting on shapewear is not a hot experience at all.
Keep the mystery.
Yeah, you're putting on the Spanx. You're putting on the control top situation thing. You know, the rare time that I do get dressed up, because let's be real, I am a 5 raccoons in a sweatsuit today.
No, it's true. I don't do it very often either. And so it was kind of like right.
But you can. There is a way that you could do it. Alexis, putting on tights or pantyhose, mm-hmm. there's a way where you roll it up at the bottom and then you sit down and then you just slowly pull it up.
But
the problem with pantyhose and tights is that you got to hike it up, because then you get the crotch gap.
Yes.
The crotch gap sucks. And it's this little thing, if you don't have the right size pantyhose and you're trying to hike it up to close the gap between your crotch and the pantyhose, but then sometimes it drops. So then you have this weird, awkward, sweaty crotch gap when you're wearing these things. And that's not hot.
No, and there's no in between of where it just fits nice. It's like camel toe.
Yep.
Or loose toe.
Exactly. No toe.
Right.
Big toe.
But is a camel...
So, yeah, maneuvering that and trying to be like, hey, mama's getting dressed up. What's up, baby? And then, no. Mm-mm.
But if you're wearing, is camel toe really, God, Jason.
No, please.
Please ask.
Please.
But why is camel toe an issue if you're wearing like a skirt over it, or if you're a Lexus in the Houston airport? You're wearing a long sweatshirt.
Right. I was afraid of that there.
Yeah, but why? So what's the lesser of the two evils? No toe or camel? I mean, in that situation, wouldn't you rather be like all sucked in?
Uptight, yeah. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it depends on how severe the camel toe is. But like if it's fairly comfortable, if it's just there, but, you know, a little fitted versus like real tight, then mm-hmm. then yeah, you'd want that
little fitted toe
yeah, but like when you but it just doesn't look good, you know.
Okay.
And maneuvering to get into it sometimes can just be
horrible.
Whoa, you went through that journey with me, and I don't know who regrets it more, if it was me or him. But then, you know, just devolved. We were laughing in the end, but ooh.
Because was it a laborious?
Yeah, you gotta jump. You gotta, right? Yeah, like, you're pulling it up happened. Just like,
really? Oh, yeah. This is so fascinating to me.
Because anything that's control top is ultimately going to be.
What's control top? You guys keep saying that.
That's
what is
where
a control top?
It's kind of like, you know, Spanx, the concept of Spanx.
Yeah.
10-4. Okay.
Many other brands and, I don't know, underwear appliances.
Yeah.
Implement that technology. So it just kind of sucks you in and smooths out the lines a little bit.
Yeah.
At the top.
Yeah, at the top.
Like a little extra stretch and tightness in there.
Tightness.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the bad thing is, this stuff makes you gassy as all get out. Because,
it does?
Oh my gosh. Oh. If you have worn control tops or Spanx for an evening out, it is Gurgle City.
It's crunch, crunch, or organs.
It is crunch, crunch. It is suck in. Oh, and then it is like, and then the worst part is you have the crotch gap and the gas. So then it just gets all trapped in there. And it's just the ultimate unsexy experience, unless you're into that kind of thing.
Right. But then you get your dress on, then it's fine.
Yeah.
Happy or whatever Women's History Month. I had idea. I've always been surrounded by most of my friends' circles. The majority of the council has been women. Mm-hmm. And I always prided myself on knowing a lot more than other guys because of that. This arena is a whole Aladdin. This is a whole new world. I am on the carpet.
Yeah.
And I am learning a lot.
But it's nice to wear those control top shorts when you're wearing a skirt because, you know, you got the full coverage.
Yes.
Look.
I always wear shorts under.
I commend anybody who wears a skirt or a dress with thong underwear in a non-horny, kinky capacity. If that's your kink.
Yeah. No,
and you're just like, and you're like, hey guys, I'm wearing this. Let's go to Arby's. Okay.
Just every day.
Yeah, every day.
If there's so many things to worry about.
If you're into big beef and cheddar life, that's great, but I don't understand. I just really don't understand.
Going to Arby's. Getting in and out of the booth, walking upstairs.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's why I just don't wear skirts and dresses.
I always wear shorts underneath.
I just feel
comfortable that way.
Uh-huh.
And then Roseanne emailed us and made a fabulous point. She says, not only putting them on in front of anyone, that's an issue. But then when you have to take them off and everything falls out and drops to the ground, and then they realize that you're a fraud. She says being human is hard.
It is. Oh, my goodness. That is a lesson we've learned, Roseanne. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Yeah. Putting them on and taking them off. Yeah. It's just, you know, I'll close the bathroom door next time.
Oh, yeah.
Or in the dark. Yeah.
Well, don't do it in the dark. I feel like you're going to tip over and you're going to break a lamp or something.
Yeah, you know what?
Yeah, please, yeah.
Keep the nightlight on.
Yeah. You're going to be out of balance.
All of a sudden, those
bum, 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 bum.
Yeah. What are you doing in there?
Just putting on my Spanx.
Well, that was real eye-opening.
Yeah.
We're going to take a break when we come back. The dirt alert.
Oh, wow. Yeah, let's talk about other holes, these holes in your house. Yeah, your roof, how's it going? The exterior, you got some issues with your deck, maybe your soffit and fascia, your windows, siding. JTR Roofing, Inc., they're here to help. And what's great is you can have them out for a free estimate, and they'll let you know. You know, because they could do so many projects, it's easy for them to work on multiple projects at once. Then you're only dealing with one team, and that's just the way to go. They also have a lot of experience with insurance and have been doing it in our market and Western Wisconsin since 1992, locally owned and operated. So they get the job done. They do a wonderful job. They did our soffit and fascia a couple years ago now, and wow, it looks nice, and of course, it's functional. We have no worries about, you know, rain getting in, snow getting in. Ooh, get ahead of those spring projects with JTR Roofing. 651-777-7394. Mention me or my talk for $1,000 off siding, gutters, and roofing.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Welcome back. By the way, that last segment is an example of why we want a Gracie. Just FYI. Yeah.
Yay!
Jason and Alexis in the morning.
Hey, it's real talk.
It is a girl. That's what used to be the motto of the station.
Yeah.
I love it. I learned so very much.
Very nice.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. Very nice.
Very nice. High five. Very nice.
High five.
Look, high five to the sports bras. High
we can five. Start a regular segment. Mysteries.
Yeah. Yeah. What not to take on and off in front of your partner.
Exactly.
If you want to have sex ever again.
Yeah. So happy Women's History Month, everyone. I hope you learned about Spanx crotch gaps.
Yeah.
That's right.
We didn't even get into some of the bra situations. Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
That's another day, though.
That's mm-hmm. another unsolved mystery. We'll get Robert Stack up in here. Anyway, what's going on in the Dirt Alert, Holly?
This isn't a mystery no more. There was a rumor back in the day that former President Bill Clinton slept through a screening of the movie Emma starring Gwyneth Paltrow in the 90s. And that rumor turns out to be true. Because Gwyneth Paltrow confirmed that, yes, when there was a screening of her 1996 movie at the White House, Bill Clinton slept through the whole darn thing. She said he was snoring right in front of me. And I was like, wow, I guess this is going to be a real hip movie. But it was.
Oh, sure
was.
Billy.
Yeah, that was a box office success.
Critical acclaim.
Yeah, and it was one of the movies that really launched Gwyneth Paltrow's career.
So. Yeah, I mean, sadly, I can absolutely relate. There's just some times where, I mean, maybe he should have prepared more with sugar and caffeine. Or maybe had, like, one of the Secret Service men, like, hey, wake up!
Or put on glasses with open eyelids on them.
Oh, that's even so better, Holly.
But it's a problem. I relate
to
former President Bill Clinton because a lot of times I go to things and I fall asleep. And I fall asleep during, you know, theater performances a lot.
Me too.
And what I'll do is I'll shut my eyes because you get cozy and you're just sitting there. And then my hack, well, it's not really a life hack, but what I'll do is I'm like closing my eyes and I'm listening and I nod my head like, yeah, I'm really into this song. This performance of Les Mis, Master of And then eventually my head drops. But then I'll snap awake right before you go to intermission. It's a superpower, really.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I have slept at many a Broadway show.
And imagine being president. Like, well, think of your day and you're, the
saying.
Night before, you're
She's
stressed
busy.
Out running the country and stuff.
Yeah,
and
we're radio boobs.
Doing stuff.
We have no excuse.
We do.
Well, we do now. Yeah.
We specifically do. But
that is true. That is true.
Yeah. Let Billy sleep. Let George sleep. Let Donald. Let them all sleep. They're tired.
Can you imagine when this, 96?
Yeah, 96.
If there was like reels and TikToks and stuff around then.
Oh, right.
This would have been everywhere.
It would have been everywhere.
He's snoring.
Oh.
They're doing remixes of the snoring, you know?
Yeah. Diplomacy in action. Lisa Rinna, she is making an appearance on the Jennifer Hudson show, and she was asked if she would ever return to the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. And she said, no. I'm not going to do it. She said, I wouldn't. But she is grateful for her time on the Bravo series. She said, I'm grateful for my experience, and I think it's made me a better actor because I'm acting again. And she's like, look, you're laughing at this, but I'm not kidding. It's true. I think being on that show made me a better actor. Mm-hmm. She said, working with these women, going through that experience. She's like, I just did a Lifetime movie called Mommy Meanest. And she said, I trained 8 years for the show.
Yeah. Well, because she was.
I wonder if she'd feel the same way if she wasn't getting work.
Right.
Come on. She's like, give me a spinoff.
Yeah. And by the way,
but I appreciate that. And she's using it.
Anne Marie, the newest Beverly Hills housewife, she ain't coming back. She was fired yesterday by Bravo.
But do you think that was a good move?
Yeah, she was worthless.
How long was she on? I blinked.
One season.
Okay, yeah, that's why.
Get rid of Dorit. Now, Bravo don't stop there. Get rid of Dorit.
Yes.
Get rid of Crystal and Anne Marie. And there you go.
Mm.
Crystal, actually, you know what? I liked Crystal a little more this season.
Better, yeah.
She has gotten better, but then Dorit. We're done with her. Dorit and Anne Marie. Make me happy, Andy. Make me happy. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Dawn and B. Arthur for WTF.
Let the battle begin. Time now for the weekly trivia. Jason and Alexis versus everybody in a pop culture quiz thing.
Powered by Trivia Mafia.
Here's your host, Holly Roberts.
Now make like a woman whose neighbor has a pet chimpanzee and face on.
Oh, it's Friday. It's 8:30 on Jason and Alexis in the morning. That means it is time for weekly Trivia Face Off. This is where Jason and Alexis face off versus a team of celebrity opponents, and this morning in studio, we have Don McLean from The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn.
Woo!
And we have our fearless leader, My Talk Programming Director, B. Arthur!
Good morning!
Good morning!
Oh, look at her. There we go. There she is.
I know, I look like a floating head.
Yeah, that's the way it is over there.
The black and the black. Yeah. Yeah.
You could fix that. If only we knew someone in charge.
Yeah.
Very zombie vibes.
We're out of luck.
B. Arthur. All right, so today our topic is Women's History. March is Women's History Month, so we're celebrating women doing historical things with 10 questions. Now, here are the rules of our weekly trivia face-off. We have 10 questions in the game. Each team will play 3 questions in our first half, then 2 in the second half, and we'll be alternating questions between teams. So I'm going to ask Jason and Alexis their question, followed by Dawn and B. Teams have 20 seconds to submit their answer. Your 20 seconds begins after I've asked the question in full. Now, remember, you have to say final answer to submit your answer. And if you don't do that before the 20 seconds is up or you're wrong, the opposing team has 10 seconds to steal the question and get the point.
And this is great. Nice. I was thinking that the other team would have an advantage, but there's one woman on each team, so it's great. Great.
Okay.
Oh, my God. What? I don't know what kind of shade that was, but I appreciate it.
It was directed at me, no doubt.
It was directed at
me.
All right, so
demon and woman, yeah.
We have our first women's history question, and it's going to Jason and Alexis.
All right.
Here we go. Our first question. 4 old shipyards and a tank building plant are the centerpieces of a National Historic Park in California, commemorating the women who worked in wartime industries. It's named after what World War II working class icon?
Rosie the Riveter?
I was going to say, the one on the posters. Rosie the Riveter. Yeah. Final answer.
Rosie the Riveter is right. Woo! Yes.
Nicely done, you guys.
Go women.
That felt really history to me. That was
history. I know.
I was like, ooh.
I know.
And they get harder.
They get harder.
Yeah, that's the one that the only name I could come up with. And then
me too, Dawn. I was like, what?
Yeah.
I was
like,
this is going to be interesting.
Who is this?
Yeah. We're going to lose,
Dawn. You don't know that, B. It's anybody's game.
It's anybody's game, B. Again,
here's your first question, B. I think your guys are going to get this.
Hey.
Huh? In 1993, a law clerk took up a crusade against a gas company that dumped toxic chromium into the groundwater in Hinckley, California. What was that law clerk's name?
Would be Aaron Brockovich.
Yes, Aaron Brockovich. Final answer.
Aaron Brockovich puts Dawn and B on the board.
Yay!
Wow.
Yep. Very nice.
You got the point.
Yes.
You're doing well, Zombie. You're doing well.
Hey, the game is tied 1-1. Women's history. Jason and Alexis here is your next women's history question. Miley Cyrus's real-life godmother also played Hannah Montana's godmother on TV. Who is Miley's godmother?
Dolly Parton?
Dolly Parton. Final answer.
We're feeling good about that? Okay, yeah. Final answer.
Coming through with another point. Dolly Parton
good
is
one,
indeed. Whew. Dolly Parton's.
Great job. Does anyone have any Xanax?
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on a minute.
Xanax?
I'm just saying, you know.
How about some
mushrooms? Oh, okay.
A little tootsie roll over here.
A little psilocybin, anybody?
I can see time.
Yeah.
Alexis,
it's going very
there's
slowly.
Nine of you.
Hey, how many fingers?
Oh, well, here's your next women's history question, Dawn and B. Going forward, this is a quote. Going forward, no one gets paid more than the queen. That was Netflix's response to the outcry over actor Matt Smith getting substantially more for his role on The Crown than the show's star. Who played the queen in question?
Claire Foy.
Was this the one with Claire Foy?
Mm-hmm.
Or okay, but there's other ones like know, Olivia Colman.
I know, but
okay, Claire Foy.
Claire
final
Foy,
answer.
Final answer.
Confidently, she says Claire Foy, and it is correct.
Okay, good.
There is something very funny with asking that question to either Alexis or Dawn. Considering both of you fell into the trap of watching the first season when you meant to be watching the last season.
Oh, yes. And then I just stopped. I was so mad at myself. Yeah. I was like, I'm so stupid.
What year is it? What's happening?
Yeah. But like, well, they're doing a lot of flashbacks.
Yeah.
Right?
It's like,
I'm
an
like
hour
God.
And a half of
I know.
Flashbacks.
Where's Diana?
Probably got a lot to get through before that. Dang.
And why does Philip have black hair?
Yeah.
These were actual questions that were asked on the air about the Crown.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. All of these. Oof. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Hey, guess what? The game is tied 2-2. It's still anybody's game. Women's history continues.
It's getting harder.
Yeah. Yes. These do increase in difficulty.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Jason and Alexis, here is your next women's history question. What poet...
Oh God!
Me too.
Yuck!
Yes. Oh God! The last book I read was Super Fudge. We're screwed. Go ahead.
Yeah. What poet? Get it, Barfbag. Called the 10th muse during her lifetime in the 7th century BCE.
Oh!
What?
7th century.
Oh my God!
He was only in daycare then, so.
Wrote so compellingly about her love for other women that the word lesbian derives from her birthplace, the island of Lesbos.
Boop.
Name?
Yes, in Greece. Yes.
I don't think we can say that on the air.
This is the deepest cut I've ever heard on this game.
Oh my God, Holly.
Well, what's her name?
I don't know.
The island of Lesbos. Okay.
Katie Lang.
Les.
Wonder Woman.
But that's from
Les,
her last
Les,
name?
Les.
Les.
Les. Les.
What's Leslie? The name of the poet?
The, oh.
From Greece.
Greece?
Nike.
Oh my God. For the steal. Okay. I'm going to say Lilith. Final answer.
Oh.
Lilith the lesbian?
Lilith. Like Lilith
like
Fair.
Lilith Fair. Okay.
No, that's what it's named after. A famous lesbian.
Thank Lilith Fair.
Lilith.
Can we submit to Trivia Mafia? Can we have a lesbian trivia day? I mean, this all trivia about lesbians.
Yes. Okay, what is the actual answer?
Sappho.
Oh, God.
You know, as in
yes.
Sappho.
Yes.
As in Sapphire.
Oh. Don't say yes now. You said Lilith.
I know. Well, what are you going to say?
Nothing.
Nike? Like
I said Nike. The goddess of victory. I mean, lesbians seem to have it going on.
I was going to say Sarah McLachlan. I don't know why.
We don't get taught lesbian history at headquarters.
Enough. We should.
No, we don't.
Well, nobody got the point.
No.
But we learned a thing or two. Now,
we sure did.
Yes, we did. Now, Dawn and B.
If you start with the word poet, I'm going to be mad.
Guys, we're all missing the best part. Alexis and Holly had to like steer us the right. Holly mentions lesbian, and then Alexis goes, okay, her name, Les.
Like Leslie.
Leslie Gore.
It has to start Les. Okay, if it's a lesbian,
I think
it has
Leslie
to start
Gore
with
was
Les.
Actually a lesbian.
I needed to concentrate.
Leslie Gore, the lesbian from Lesbos.
She's a lesbian, so Leslie. Leslie and Down.
Like
Leslie,
all lesbians are named Leslie.
Sorry to lesbian Jen from Duluth right now.
We're so sorry, Jen.
Oh, well, Dawn and B, can you take the lead?
You know what? Yeah.
Well, if you answer this correctly, you will.
Okay.
Here's your next question in our weekly trivia face-off. What billionaire business executive decided to lean out of Facebook when she stepped down as COO of Meta Platforms in 2022.
Oh, okay. I know exactly who this is, and I have to remember her name.
It's okay, just calm down.
Okay. I'm blanking on her name.
Okay.
Elizabeth.
5 seconds.
Elizabeth
Holmes. No.
Elizabeth Holmes. Final answer.
This is going to make me
so
mad.
For the steal.
Ah, Jace, you know?
Sheryl Sandberg.
Oh, right. I was going to say Garcia, but
final
you're right.
Answer?
That's it. Final answer.
Garcia.
Sheryl Sandberg. I have never heard
Cheryl.
That woman.
Sheryl, yes.
I thought she was a women's basketball player.
She's not a lesbian.
That's okay. Sheryl.
This FYI.
Oh, my God.
She is from
Sheryl
Lesbos.
Reeves. That's the coach. Yeah.
Okay.
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 Good job, guys.
Great job.
Sorry I let you down, Dawn.
Oh, God. I said Lilith.
I know.
I got to find out who
Fraser.
Lilith is.
Yeah.
Not her.
Oh, yeah.
I think she was in Cheers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, God. What? This was fantastic.
Yeah.
It's not over yet.
No. Oh, I was going to say, my gosh, are we done?
No.
But Jason and Alexis have the lead with 3. Dawn and B have 2. It's still anybody's game. What exciting historical fun facts are we going to learn in the second half of our weekly trivia face-off? Well, the only way you're going to find out is if you stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Watch me.
Let the battle
begin. Time now.
Let's get back to it.
Time for the thrilling conclusion of weekly trivia.
Face.
Powered by Trivia Mafia.
Back to you, Holly.
Oh, thanks, pre-recorded Rocco. Back to our weekly trivia face-off, powered by Trivia Mafia. And playing Trivia Mafia isn't just super fun, it's also good for your brain. Learn something new at your favorite trivia night by going to TriviaMafia.com and finding a location near you. And boy, are we learning some things this morning in our women's history.
By the way, Lilith is a demonic figure in Jewish culture.
Oh my God.
Yes.
No, she's a demon.
Night monster is what she's...
Oh, Dawn.
But that's me. That's
so
why I remembered
funny.
It.
Oh,
that's
my
right.
goodness. Learning so many things.
So much.
My favorite thing was when Holly goes, what poet? And we're like,
you know who you hired, Amy. Let's just be clear.
I was with you on it.
All right. Jason and Alexis have 3 points. And Dawn and B have 2. It's anybody's point. Let's get right to it. Here's your next question, Jason and Alexis. Mae Jemison is a 65-year-old engineer, physician, author, and dancer. In 1992, she became the first black woman to go where?
Alexis.
Is this a space question? ballet? Wait, what?
She might be space. You might be onto something. Les?
Let's go with that.
Space, final answer.
Okay.
Wow!
Good job!
Impressive!
Alexis! Yes.
Mae Jemison, the first black woman to go to space. Jason and Alexis with the point.
Again, we've learned you got to go with like first instinct.
Yeah, that's true.
Unless it's Lilith.
Unless it's Lilith.
All right, let's move on to our next question. Dawn and B, here's your next women's history question. Last year, a 14-year-old named Gao Choi became the youngest snowboarder ever to win gold at the X Games. Mm. She broke a record set by what American snowboarder who was also 14 when she won in 2015?
Are you serious?
My
depth of female 14-year-old snowboarders is not deep.
Gosh, it's not Shaun White.
Because that's a boy.
It's Shauna White.
No, it's not Lilith.
5 seconds.
Gosh. Sue Johnson. Final answer.
Steal. Do you want to steal? Do you have it?
Snowboarding. No. Was it Lindsay Vonn?
No.
She's a skier.
Chloe Kim.
Okay.
Oh really? Yeah.
My God. I mean, Sue Johnson was the lady who ran the Tupperware party for your mom in 1967. You know what?
I think Sue Johnson was the Canadian sex expert.
That
wasn't
was
she?
Sue Johansson.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know people were going to Canada for sex.
Oh, that show was great.
It was great.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. RIP. I think she just recently died.
I think God, she did die. Yeah,
she was a grandma. She was like in her 70s. Okay.
Anyways.
She didn't snowboard. Wow.
We know of.
Yeah. No.
Here we go.
In bed.
Okay. Jason and Alexis, we have one more question.
Okay.
Okay, we have to steal this to
team.
Win.
Yeah, each team has one more question. Okay, well, Jason and Alexis need to get this wrong, and Don and B, you need to get yours right to tie.
Okay.
All right, Jason and Alexis here.
Come on, Lex. Mm-hmm,
okay. Mm-hmm. Here we go. In September 2023... all five major political Sunday morning news shows were hosted by women for the first time ever. Kristen Welker marked the moment when she took over the moderator's chair for what NBC series, the longest running news show in the U.S.?
That would be Meet the Press.
See?
Final answer.
Oh, yes!
So unfair. Yes,
Jason.
Meet the Press.
Very nice.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm such a nerd, I still TiVo it every day.
Yeah,
every
you probably pull up the episode right now if you wanted to.
I could
to.
Pull it up, right, yeah.
Well,
so wrong.
Dawn and B, here's your last question. Women's history.
Okay.
Robin Herman was the first female sports writer for the New York Times.
Sure.
Good for her.
Great.
In 1975, she famously became one of the first women to conduct an interview where?
Oh, where? Okay, sports writer, the Olympics?
First? Okay, what was the last part of the question?
She famously became one of the first women to conduct an interview where?
In space.
Worked last time.
Space, final answer.
Space, Sue Johnson, final answer.
No, Sue Johnson.
What sport was it? What's on the field? On the field. Or court, final answer.
I know what it is now.
Field, court, Wimbledon? No.
Locker room.
It's the locker room.
Space? The locker room.
That's okay.
But that, Jason and Alexis, woo, are the victors of this morning's weekly trivia face-off.
Yes.
5 points.
All right.
To Dawn and B's 2 points.
Well, I mean, and Dawn's a winner this week, too. Her pizza rolls won the app madness.
No,
so
I got third.
Yeah,
but you're still a winner.
You're top three.
Yeah, top three.
Thank you.
Top three.
I never want pizza again.
And you know what I think happened with yours, Jace? Is that I heard people saying, I love this, it's so good, but it feels like maybe it's a soup.
Probably.
You're talking about App Madness. Yeah.
We had appetizer madness.
I thought it was great.
Yeah, we had an App Madness competition here at the radio station. in this, and everybody was involved. And those, what were they called? Dumplings, right?
Dumplings. And it was the most important thing to our company, according to our general manager.
Right. If you don't go, then you're not a team player. Force camaraderie rocks.
That's right.
Yeah!
Voluntold. We were voluntold to do it.
Force fun is the best fun.
It's the best fun ever.
Oh, you're coming downstairs and you're going to have fun.
Next week on Weekly Trivia Face-Off from WCCO, Power Couple of the Cities, Amelia Santinello and Frank Vassalero will be here.
Nice.
But right now, thanks to Dawn, Amy is her name. Thanks to both of them. Go out there and be yourself,
Lilith.
Right, Lex?
And Lilith. And Sue Johnson. You have a fantastic day and weekend. Don.